Okay, I'm on an absolute tear right now because I don't think that most people realize that one thing stems into a next. And when I say one thing stems into the next, what you don't understand as a man is that everything in your entire life is interlinked. And when I say interlinked, I don't just mean that in a half-ass way. I mean literally everything connects to who you are and who you have became. The way you carry yourself and your body language stems into how you speak. How you speak stems into how you think and how you feel, and how you think and how you feel stems into how you take care of your body. If you are a man and you are not prioritizing your health, or you are not prioritizing your fitness, or you are not prioritizing how you look, okay, here's what you gotta understand. A healthy body carries a healthy mind, and you don't have a healthy mind without a healthy body. So everything stems into one after another. So let me explain to you what I mean. If you go to the gym every single day for 10 years like I did, you build a lot of reps under the barbell. Because what you have to understand is what you're actually ingraining to yourself is fucking masculine order. When I say order and when I say regimen, this makes you a tough son of a bitch. That makes you a tough, hard-nosed individual. So what I can tell you is that when you prioritize going to the gym every single week for multiple weeks in a row, there's 52 weeks in a year, compound that over 4 or 5 years, you have 250 weeks of stacked progression that you did not skip, you did not miss, you did not make excuses for. What do you think that that does to your mind? Well, now some of you always say, oh, well, you know, how do I make more money? How do I do this? How do I do that? It stems from the day-to-day work. It stems from the day-to-day proving to yourself that you have order and you have regimen, and you're actually able to copy those dedication skills and those dedication habits into a strong mind. When you get relaxed on one thing, what happens is you start eating like shit. Then you start drinking more. You start drinking more, all of a sudden you don't feel confident. You don't feel confident, all of a sudden you wake up with anxiety every single day. Now all of a sudden your social skills suck. Now all of a sudden the way you carry yourself isn't the way you want it to be. Everything bleeds into the next. A healthy body carries a healthy mind. A healthy mind can only be carried out by you actually taking care of yourself. So then, let me give you some examples. When you've done really hard shit, whether it be pushing your body to a certain level, pushing your business to a certain level, okay, now let's actually stem this into what you really want. You want that pretty blonde cutie over there. You want that blonde cutie, right? Hourglass figure, big bright blue eyes, sweet as can be. You want that blonde cutie, or maybe that brunette cutie, whatever your type is. Well, what tends to happen when you have proof of success and when you have proof of concept of past successes, what happened was you overcame really hard shit, okay? So I'm gonna give you two examples. A lot of you want to incline barbell bench press or flat bench press 225. You wanna do two plates for some reps. Got you, cool. You fail at it for 6, 7, 8 weeks in a row after you've worked your way up to finally getting that weight. You fail at it for 6, 7 weeks, and then the 8th week, you press forward and you get it and you have proof of concept, and now you did 2 reps at it the next week, and the week after that you did 3, and the week after that you did 4. And you know what happens when you try to make money is you get told no 100 fucking times. You get told no, sales call after sales call after sales call after sales call. You get called, you get told no. You get called a loser, they tell you to shut up, they tell you, they hang up on you, and they say, I don't want to work with you, I don't want whatever you're selling, I don't want whatever you got going for you, I don't want anything. And you know what happens when you stick your ass through it? A sales call 100 happens, and they say, yes, here's my credit card. And you know what happened is you did really hard shit, so you have proof of failure, but now you have proof of success. The same thing goes for your dating life. So you literally need 100 rejections. You need 100 failures. You need 100 heartbreaks. You need 100 girls looking at you and saying, you're not good enough. You suck. Everything about you shit. You look like shit. You talk weird. You're socially uncalibrated. You give me the ick. I don't like talking to you. You're not charismatic. I don't feel safe around you. You can't protect me. You look like you're weak. You need all of that. You need to go through all the pain. You need to go through all the trauma. So that way, when you do see that blonde cutie, when you do see that brunette cutie, do you know what happens? Is your brain tells yourself, hey, you've had 100 failures, but now you finally had some successes. The confidence builds because now you know that at the time when you're ready to go talk to her, you don't want to shit your pants because you have a healthy body, you have a healthy mind, and you know that you have overcame hardship and you've actually overcame failure. You see, we can tell you anything we want. I can tell you anything. You can take every single pickup class. You can take every single class of this sort of this or that sort of that, but you cannot shortcut the work. Nothing as a man can help you shortcut the work. Nobody can make yourself into a man besides you. And the only way that you make yourself into a man is you need a bunch of hardship, a bunch of failures, a bunch of heartbreak, a bunch of rejection. You need to eat a bunch of shit, and you need to realize that life is really bad. And then what happens with age, after you've built yourself, after you've carried a strong body, after you've carried a strong mind, this might take a couple years. Finally, you look at that girl and you say, "Hi, my name is," and she goes, "He's sweet. He's charming. I like him." She did not see the years of hardship. She did not see the years of failure. She thinks you were born with the sauce, right? She thinks you were born with the juice. You were born with the sauce. She goes, "Man, this guy has sex appeal. Man, this guy has tonality. Man, this guy carries himself the right way." But it's because you did not take the shortcuts. There will be, if some of you are younger watching this, there will be some guys that are in middle school, high school, whatever the case may be, and maybe they get all the girls right now, but you know what happens? They age out, and a lot of guys peak early. Then there's some guys, they do great in college, maybe they're in a fraternity, but you know what? 22, 23 years old hits, and that situational status runs out, and then they're just like everybody else. The only way that you ensure that you keep progressing forward and your whole life gets better, I'm talking your health, I'm talking your fitness, I'm talking your financial circumstance, I'm talking your life setup, I'm talking who you are as a man, I'm talking your ability to be confident with a woman, I'm talking your ability to be confident on a date, everything is interlinked. So if I had to start over, I would do things just like the way I did. I would build my body and I would keep that as a staple. I would prove to my mind that I can consistently do really hard things and push really hard, heavy weight every single day of my life for years without giving up because I'm not a bitch. Then after that, I would say, "Hey, I'm going to actually start to level up other areas in my life. I'm going to now have a healthier mind because my mind feels good because I've made my body into what it needs to be." And now you start to see the chain link of how everything is interlinked. If I have work stress one day, that carries my social interactions. The key to all of this is making sure that you are who you say you are, that you're lowering your stress because you built yourself, you have a high tolerance for pain and suffering because you've proven to yourself that you can overcome hardship, and then and only then do you finally feel like a strong, confident, and powerful man. I'm making this message specifically today so that way you do not give up on yourself, you do not keep making excuses, you do not shortcut the work, and you realize just for once in your life that it's okay to suffer. It's okay to go through pain and hardship and heartache. It's okay to look in the mirror and not feel good enough, and that is your God-given duty to be better that day. So that's why I wanted to make this for you.